how it gets back. Why don't we run back and check on our rain simulator?
Okay, our rain event is about over. We had about a 1 inch rainfall. And Cannon, let's look and see what happens to the water after we got it to rain. First, let's go ahead and look at our grassland prairie. And our grassland prairies and our forested areas were the areas that supported most of our aquifers and supported our springs in Texas. We used to have about 10,000 springs that used to flow in Texas before the 1800s. And most of that water was because it fell on these watersheds and would go down through the deep fibrous root system of our grasses and then would end up back in here where we have groundwater. And we see this container is full of water and almost spilling over, whereas our runoff water with that small rain event, none of it run off. So this is the water that really supplies back into those springs that flow back into our streams and rivers and eventually gets down to the coast. But we've lost about 40% of those springs in the last 200 years. And the primary reasons of that, and there's primarily three of them. The first is the fact that we're here and we're drinking some of that water. We use it for agriculture, we use it for industry, and so we're taking some of that water away from our aquifers that used to go in those springs. The second reason, though, is primarily in our grassland prairie, is that we've lost those prairie fires that used to burn off all of this grassland, and it would suppress brush and other woody plants back to those canyons and along our rivers. But as we come here, we stop those fires from burning, and much of this woody plants moved out on this grassland prairie and forced out some of our grasses from growing in that area. And they're very inefficient in use of water as compared to our grasses. And the third reason is that we've put our animals on this land and allowed them to graze the plants that they want to, a free choice. And they like to eat these big tall grasses that we call ice cream grasses. That's our little blue stem, big blue stem, switchgrass, and Indian grass that used to cover much of the central parts of Texas. But as our livestock ate those, they've ate those down till there's none of them left. And in its place, we find more noxious plants, more woody plants, and some more smaller vegetation that doesn't have to have the water or the overall time to grow as we do in this. And so in this area, we can see that the water run off in this area. Even with that small rain event, we didn't have much water that stayed here with us. It just run off. And then, as Gordon talked about our non-point pollution with our impervious area, like our parking lots and our roads, we see lots of this water run off. In fact, is all of that water. And along with it, it doesn't look very pretty either. That's some of those contaminants that we have in here with us. And when we look at our wetlands area, we see that it acts as a sponge in catching that water with that fibrous root system of our sedges. It moves that water back down into our aquifer as well.
Well,
so you see, we have lots of differences here. I'm sorry.
Well, why is the runoff water so muddy in that area?
Okay. We look at this water here, and it's not near as clear as we see our water off to this grassland prairie. What happens with this bare soil when we have these rain droplets hit it, it splashes up this soil and it's carried away with it. And so we lose that sediment and soil with us as well. It takes about 500 years to build an inch of soil, and we've lost several inches in this area. Also, we look here that we have an armadillo shell. He sort of represents wildlife that needs food that they might find in this habitat. But over here, we don't have any, and so an armadillo that would be healthy and happy over here, he doesn't have anything, so he dies. So it affects, when we change our land, we affect not only the water, the soil, as well as the wildlife. Now let's go see what's happening to the rivers that they've been studying.